Chapter 4, Mapping and Improving Your Core Processes. You can't improve what you can't see. This simple truth underscores the importance of process mapping in small businesses. Many inefficiencies remain hidden in daily operations because business owners have never taken the time to visualize how work actually gets done. Process mapping reveals the truth of your workflows, where things flow smoothly, where they break down, and where opportunities for improvement lie. Process mapping isn't just for large corporations. For small businesses, it can be even more transformative, as inefficiencies and mistakes carry heavier consequences when resources are limited. Step 1, identify key processes. Start by selecting 4-6 core operational areas that have the greatest impact on your customer experience or bottom line. These often include lead to sale, how prospects are converted into paying customers. Order to delivery, how products or services are fulfilled after a sale. Employee onboarding, how new team members are welcomed and trained. Customer support, how inquiries, complaints, or requests are handled. Invoicing and collections, how payments are requested, tracked, and received. These processes represent the heartbeat of your business. If they are inefficient or inconsistent, your entire operation will suffer. Step 2, create a current state map. Next, visualize how each process currently works. You don't need expensive software, start simple. Flowcharts, use symbols to represent steps, decisions, and flows. Sticky notes on a wall, great for collaboration and iteration. Digital tools, use platforms like Lucidchart, Miro, or Whimsical to map processes remotely. Ask the following questions as you document each process. What triggers this process? Who is involved at each step? What tools or documents are used? Where are the delays, bottlenecks, or mistakes happening? Encourage participation from all team members involved in the process. Often, the people performing the work know best where the problems lie. Step 3, diagnose inefficiencies. Now, analyze the map to identify areas for improvement. Key issues to look for. Bottlenecks, are there steps that create backlogs? Unclear responsibilities, are tasks falling through the cracks due to ambiguity? Redundant tasks, are people duplicating efforts unnecessarily? Manual handoffs, are handovers between people or systems slow or error-prone? Use color coding or icons on your map to highlight these areas. For example, use red for problem areas, green for well-functioning steps, and yellow for uncertain parts. Step 4, design your future state map. Once you've diagnosed the issues, reimagine the process. Can steps be eliminated? Can responsibilities be clarified? Can technology help automate routine tasks? Can the workflow be simplified to improve customer experience? Involve frontline staff in this redesign phase. Not only will this yield better ideas, but it also helps with buy-in and adoption later. Step 5, test and refine. Before implementing your new process across the organization, pilot it with a small group. Monitor how it performs. Are problems resolved? Are new issues emerging? How do staff and customers respond? Refine the process based on feedback. Make continuous improvement the norm, not a one-time effort. Benefits of process mapping. Clarity, everyone knows what needs to be done, when, and by whom. Consistency, less variability in performance and outcomes. Speed, streamlined workflows reduce delays. Accountability, clear roles eliminate confusion and finger-pointing. Foundation for automation, process clarity makes it easier to implement tools that save time. Conclusion, mapping your processes puts you back in control. It's not about creating complexity, it's about uncovering and solving it. With visualized, well-understood processes, your business becomes easier to run, easier to scale, and more resilient to change.